Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, good evening, good night, everyone, wherever our voice is heard. This is Prophet Michael Shakespeare, and you're live with PSM, with Prophetic Perspectives, and I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Lawrence London, Jr., and it's another day in Zion. Good morning, good afternoon now, Pastor London.
Yes, yes, good afternoon, Uncle Shake. What's going on, sir?
How you doing today, man?
Man, I'm doing awesome, man. I'm doing awesome. We serve an awesome God. There's nothing like his presence. So I feel
hallelujah.
Good.
There's nothing like his presence. There's nothing like his glory, his anointing. I mean, everything about him is like nothing like.
Yeah, that's right. Nothing.
Everything like. About him is like nothing like. Hallelujah.
Everything.
That
you're right.
Sounds like an oxymoron, but it is the truth of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He's just awesome. And in all his ways, we serve an awesome God, and he's awesome today. I'm feeling utopia. I'm feeling supercalifragilist, man. I'm feeling awesome. Praise the Lamb of God. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Master. praised the Lamb of God and was able to get into his presence, get into the Word. Oh, my goodness, yeah. that word is just so rich and just so wonderful. And I just praise God, praise the Lamb, that his Word is there available for us. You know, when I think about, Lawrence, how many years, praise the Lamb of God, and even centuries that the world existed without the written Word of God, man, that's, wow. I don't know how they made it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Not until the times of, you know, like Moses, did they really have written document that they called holy books. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. And, you know, we have it every day to look at, to, you know, to encourage us, yeah. to enlighten us, to direct us, to guide us. Praise the Lamb of God, to be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And I think that's something to rejoice about just alone, you know. Praise yeah. the Lamb of God, just to have that available, Lawrence. The Amen. Word of God. Hallelujah. I rejoice in the Word and the Word alone. Praise God. Hallelujah, man of God. Today is Testimony Day, Testimony Tuesday there on the page, and inspiration, and we thank God for, you know what, if we really paid attention, there's a testimony every day.
Mm-hmm.
If we really paid attention, praise the Lamb of God, that's a testimony that comes to us every day, praise the Lamb of God, about the goodness of God, about something God did across the day. Praise the Lamb of God. Our eyes are just not open to the goodness of the Lord. I testify today concerning the revelation of his word, the insight that he has given me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, people of God. I tell you, I was talking with Jocelyn on last night. I was talking to Jocelyn on last night, and we were talking about the way the page is and this, that, and another. Boy, and, you know, how people, you know, give us thanks and this, that, and another. And I shared with her, and I said, you know, that's why I continuously say glory to the Lamb of God, because I know that my inspiration, my revelation, praise God, and all that comes out of me comes from God. Hallelujah. I know it comes from his Spirit. I know what God does for me on this show. And I give the highest praise to Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. Hallelujah. And I dare not rob him of his glory. I don't even want not 1 ounce of that glory. He does it all. He gives me the strength to rise from the bed. He gives me the provision set in a way, praise the Lamb of God, that I can do his will every day. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. That's a testimony in itself, that God makes provision for me so that I can set aside these 2 hours, praise the Lamb of God, and do the other work that I do across a day for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Man, that's awesome to me. That's a testimony within itself. And I give God that level of praise, hallelujah, on how, you know, on what happens to me, through me, and by me when it comes down to how I deal with the Word of God and how I deal with these teachings and the lessons that come forth, the revelation that comes forth while I'm teaching. I know it's God, I know it's not me, and my chest do not go out and say, I'm bad. Hallelujah. My chest do not go out and say, oh, a loss. And even you, Pastor London, you know, even sometimes when we get off the show, praise, just like yesterday we got off the show, it was an awesome show, praise the Lamb, but when you text me, it was praise to God. Hallelujah. When I talk to you, it's praise to God for what he's doing. On this show, what he's doing on the page is all about God, people of God. When you have a commission from God and a calling upon your life and you walk in that, praise the Lamb of God, it causes you, well, some of us, it causes me, I can just say, to walk in humility. It causes me to walk in that level of humility because of the fact that I know without him I am nothing. The old people used to sing a song, I am like a ship without a sail. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I just thank God, hallelujah, for you people of God, that are drawn to the anointing that's on our lives, Pastor London and myself. We are so grateful, praise the Lamb of God, that one person want to hear what we have to say. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's just awesome. That's a testimony by itself, Lord.
There it is.
That one person want to hear something that we have to say. Praise.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Testimony by itself. I tell you, when you really come to the place of understanding, man, you know, how good God really is and what God is really doing, boy, it really ignites your fire. It really, whoo, man.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, boy, it's an awesome thing. It's an awesome thing, boy. I'm telling you. It is awesome, man. And all we have to do, praise the Lamb of God, is to come to a place to bring about, you know, to bring about a humility within ourselves, and we will receive more of the glory, more of his presence. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
God seek to use those, hallelujah, and have always used those who thought they were unworthy to be used, hallelujah. Then once you start using you, praise the Lamb of God, you can't climb the ladder of arrogance and pride that you think he can't replace you, that he can't bring you to a place, praise the Lamb of God, of bringing you down. Your replacement most of the time is sitting in the pew looking at you anyway. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Don't think God can't replace you. Don't think, hallelujah, that you can do anything you want to do and this, that, and another. Praise God, because your season can pass you by without you even recognizing that it's gone. Praise God. The Lord can withdraw his spirit. His anointing can lift off of you. My God in heaven, praise the Lamb of God, and bring you to a place, hallelujah, of being nobody in your own eyes. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And you be just living off your past. I used to. Praise God. Hallelujah. That is not the prophetic mindset. The prophetic mindset is always looking to the future. Praise the Lamb of God. I decided I'm going to walk with him like Enoch. I'm going to walk with him until I walk away with him. Praise the Lamb of God. That's my goal, is to walk away with him, Lawrence. Praise God.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm just feeling good, feeling great. Sharon, what a wonderful prayer meeting we had on the show yesterday. Oh,
yeah. No, that was awesome.
Man, Lawrence, you kicked Satan straight through the field goal, man.
Oh, the Lord did. When you started ministering that 91st Psalm, oh, my God, that broke some stuff down.
That broke it out, didn't it? That put some right perspective of all of us.
Yeah, the word of God did it, man. It did what it do. It, you know, what was it? Ray Charles, it was a movie. It made it do what it do. The word
it
of
made
God
it
made
it do what it do what it does. Hallelujah. Man, and I praise God for that level of hearing, man, because that was not pre-planned or anything. It was just through our conversation, and the Holy Spirit just dropped it in my, you know, in me and said, go to the 91st Psalm and explain that 91st Psalm to them, praise God, so that they can fortify themselves and recognize, praise the Lamb of God. The only way the devil operates in our presence is we allow him to, because we're blinded to who we are. And so he dance in front of you and say, this dummy is going to just let me dance in front of him. So let me see. Can I just walk up there and take what I want and do what I want to do? Praise the Lord. I'm serious. Praise God.
That's why it's funny, because it's true.
And we have to come to a place to recognize the devil. And what we see him doing, we don't go into a panic. No, Lord, we take authority over that sky and say, man, what you doing out of your cage? Who let the dogs out? You know? And then you have to send him right back to where he belongs. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And that's my thing. I'll talk to him in a minute and tell him, now you know you belong either under my feet or behind me, and I advise you to get in your place. Praise the Lamb of God. I don't play with the devil. That I don't do. Praise the Lamb of God. But we can't give place to the devil. The Bible tells us, do not give place to the devil. Hallelujah. How do we do that? By dabbling, praise the Lamb of God, in and out of the Word of God. One day you're walking in the Word, and one day you're walking in the world. One day you're walking in the Word, one day you're walking in the world. By dabbling in and out. But if you abide in me, oh, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, and my Word abide in you. Oh, my goodness gracious. See, that's your power set right there. Praise the Lamb of God. That's power set when you abide in him and his word abide in you. Woo-wee! I tell you, that's when God shows up and shows out in your life. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Man, let's get ready to pray. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's testimony day. It's testimony day. Lawrence, can you get a volunteer prayer? I bet you can't do it. I bet you want nobody to
volunteer. A volunteer prayer? Let's see. Can we get somebody who will pray to open up the show today?
We get a volunteer prayer today. Who want to pray over the show to praise God? We want to get a volunteer. Praise the Lamb.
We got any prayer warriors on here. Oh,
I can't even get nobody to put one on
there.
I can't even get nobody to put one on their down to pray.
I got a 313. Hallelujah. 313.
Somebody called. I know who that is, too. That's the powerhouse itself. Praise the Lamb of God. Hey, Bert.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Listen to her. You hear that power in her voice. Bertha. Praise the Lord. How you doing, Bertha?
I am blessed and highly favored.
Yes, you are. Bertha, I smile on your face. What you smiling about so, Bertha?
I'm just smiling about Jesus because he loved me and I love him. In his love. And how did you know I was smiling?
Jesus?
It's a big smile on me.
Oh, my gracious, praise the Lamb of God. And I thank Jesus smiling at you. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Now, people of God, you know, this is every day we give you the opportunity to give your praise, not just your praise reports or your testimonies today, but those of you, praise the Lamb of God, who want to testify, you can push one on your dial at any time. I know God has been doing some mighty things in our lives. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We're supposed to give praise and testimony to the goodness of the Lord. Number two, praise God, if you have a prayer request right now, push one on your dial, praise the Lamb of God. And if it's nothing but I just need you all to pray for us, you don't have to expose your business if you don't want to, praise the Lamb of God, but you can get special prayer requests today, praise the Lamb of God. And you need to do that quickly if you need it. Praise God. Remember, we're on the air, and this is air time. So we need you to push one on your dial if you would like to request special prayer for any area, praise the Lamb of God, as we intercede on behalf of all those that we do daily. Anyway, praise the Lamb of God. We're praying for those down in the U.K. Up in the U.K. I said down, up. Praise the Lamb of God. Cuzzo. And that church and that ministry up there, praise God, that God will continue to empower them to go forth and do mighty exploits. We're praying for Ghana, praise God, hallelujah, they're in election right now, praise God. And, of course, we want the will of God to prevail for the democracy of the people, praise the Lord, so that the people, hallelujah, of Ghana can be blessed in that part of Africa. So we're praying for them. I know that my son Adam is leading out, praise the Lamb of God, in one of those election candidates, praise God. I hear him speaking of it on the page. So we want to pray for Adam, praise the Lord. You know, their elections are different from ours. They do a lot of persecuting of people who own the other sides of, on the other team and things of that nature, and we want to make sure.
It's like they used to do here in America.
Yeah, it's worse than it is here in America, man. So we want to make sure that we cover them in the blood of Jesus. Praise the Lord. For those in convalescent homes and prisons, Lord, know that the Lord is there. Praise God. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere. Hallelujah. All you got to do is reach out for him in your heart, in your spirit, in your soul. Praise God. And you will receive, hallelujah, the manifest presence of God by his spirit. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Know that he's there. Hallelujah. In your lives, those whose children are wayward, I want you to know that God is turning the hearts of the fathers back to the sons. Praise the Lamb of God in this season. God is turning the heart of mothers and daughters back to each other and turning families back to him. Praise God. We must get a grip on this. Hallelujah. Men, it's time for us to turn our hearts to our sons. And mothers, it's time for you to turn your hearts to your daughters. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So that we can raise a prophetical generation. Hallelujah. Yeah. That will take this nation and this world by storm for Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Raising up another generation, praise the Lamb of God, that will obey the voice of the Lord and the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. For those of you, hallelujah, who have sickness in your body, can I tell you something today? He is the balm in Gilead. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He is able to make the wounded whole. He is the healer. Praise the Lamb of God. And he can heal your body today without a man's hand being laid on you. Praise the Lamb of God. Without oil being put on your head. Hallelujah. Without a mantle being laid on you. Jesus can heal you right where you are. The Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Confess your sins. Repent of your sins. And give him a straight path, the Lamb of God, and the power of God will overshadow you. You can be healed.
Yeah.
Forgive those, hallelujah, who have offended you. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You can receive healing today. Don't harbor
heart.
Praise the Lamb of God. Those who have bills mounted up, praise the Lamb of God. Those of us who need God to make a way financially, hallelujah. I want you to know today, praise the Lamb of God, that he has 10,000 blessings in his hand for the poor.
Yeah.
And his presence is the fullness of joy and peace. Hallelujah. Come on, Bertha, lead us to the throne of
God. Yeah.
Oh,
in the name of
Jesus. Praise your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you as humbly as we know how. Asking you to forgive us of all of our sins, knowing and unknown. And God, we thank you that you are a forgiving God. Father God, we thank you for allowing us to come together corporately in unity with one mind, one intent, one language of agreement, and of the same agenda. As you said in your word in Psalms 131:1, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. And Father God, we come together in unity today, speaking in your face, O God, as we petition your throne on behalf of your people. Father God, we ask that you would touch the sick and the shed in right now. Oh God, you are a healer. Father God, you said in your word that the plan of a righteous man or woman avails much. Oh God, we stand in the gap interceding for them. God, you can heal all manner of sickness and disease. Father God, you shed your blood on the cross. Oh God, that the saints would be healed. Father God, you said in Isaiah that we are healed. God, the stripes that you took on that cross, let your healing blood flow right now, oh God. Father God, we pray for everyone that has operated. Get out our salvation, oh God. Send your word, oh God, to the master that go and visit these jail cells. Touch their minds, oh God. Give them hearts of repentance. Oh God, we pray right now for the nation of Ghana. God, we claim that nation for you. God, send your word, oh God. Cleanse the land with your blood. Tear down the idol worshippers. Tear down the adultery. And let them become a righteous nation unto you. Lord Father, we claim it now. Allow your people to awaken from spiritual death. Stay in procrastination. Stagnation. Awaken the spiritual mind with an urgency to do your will. Oh, God, and don't let them miss the shift and the move of your glory in this season. Oh, God, we humble ourselves before you. We lift up the true spirit. Oh, God, if you minister on tomorrow night, we go before God and we carry our door down every stronghold, every hindrance, distraction, spiritual witchcraft, which are going to come in way and run the way that you have for them. Oh, God, release your word to your people that they'll become one in your mind, Christ-like. Oh, God, we lift our plans to London. Continue to help them, oh, God.
Right
is true, Lord God. Holy, you see, under your commercial, under the sea. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We give you the glory, Lord. Shine in your kingdom. Sheet under your star. Heavy under the sea. Wash under the sea, under your command, under the sea. Wash under the sea, call Ramadi. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Bless your holy name, Jesus. Bless your holy name.
Let it rain.
Praise your Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Let it rain.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Jesus, Jesus.
Thank you.
We want to hear your heartbeat. We want to hear your heartbeat. We want to hear your heartbeat. We want to hear your heartbeat.
Oh, God. Thank you.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. People of God. Oh, my goodness. Wonderful. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Thank God for Bertha Pruitt today. Hallelujah. Goodness gracious. What a powerful, powerful woman of God. Hallelujah. That led us to the throne of grace, people of God. Come on, lift your hands now. Hallelujah. Lawrence, put on some attitude. I feel a move of God here, man. Praise the Lamb. Lift your hands before the Lord, people of God. Hallelujah.
Let's saturate
you. Hallelujah. Father, thank you. Holy Ghost, thank you for your presence now. Heal, deliver, Father. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your love, Father. You're so awesome. Holy and righteous is your name. We give you praise. We give you glory, God. Hallelujah. Who is like you? Who is like you, Father?
None like you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes. Oh, bath in this presence right here, children. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God Almighty. Thank you, Father, for visiting again. Thank you. Hallelujah for the presence.
Hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah. You are our testimony. Thank you, Holy Ghost. My beloved, hallelujah, for kissing us again. Stretch forth your hand. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Father, you're so awesome.
Jesus Christ, thank you. Hallelujah, for healing virtue.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father, for touching our daughter, Lily.
Yes, Father. Thank you, thank you.
You're an awesome God, Father. Hallelujah. Show a medical miracle again. Hallelujah, Father. God, you're God today. I command the blessing. I command the healing by your Spirit, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God, from the crown of her head to the feet of her feet. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Look on Lisa. Look on Lisa today, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Move every infection. Give strength.
Yes.
Hallelujah to her body and raise that bed. That she may carry out your will, oh God. Thank you for your God today. Your God today. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you for Shiloh, oh God.
Thank you.
Let's just move on her body, in her body. Thank you, Father. Show yourself mighty, oh God. Hallelujah. We reverse every curse on your people today. The name back to the pit, you slam it, unclean spirit. Back to the pit. Hallelujah. We raise up a standard against you. Hallelujah, by the holiness of the name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Precious blood, hallelujah. The wall of blood of Jesus is against you, Satan. Hallelujah, get your hands off God's people. Get your hands off their finances, hallelujah. Hallelujah, thank Jesus, that finance is flowing. Hallelujah, that provisions are flowing, that favor. The rod of your favor is towards us, Father. In the name of Jesus, don't break the rod. Extend it towards us, Father. Wave your banners over us. Hallelujah to your name. Wave your banners. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, thank you.
Bless your name, Father. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Oh my God. Oh my God. Look on my sons and daughters. For my sons and daughters in the spirit, oh God. Hallelujah, God. Oh God. Bless their footsteps, oh God. Bless the dwelling places, oh God. Watch over them as they go in and out, Father. In the name of Yeshua, oh God. Give them the Midas touch, oh God. Bless overflow today, Father. I command the blessing on my children, oh God. Thunder me, Father. I command the blessing. Oh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, oh God. Remember those in California. Remember Brett, oh God, and Stephanie. Remember, oh God. Remember your spiritual children, oh God. Remember today, Father. Remember Denise in D.C., oh God. Remember, oh God. Remember Jacqueline, oh God. Remember, oh God. Remember today, faithfulness, oh God. Remember faithfulness, oh God. Remember my brothers, oh God. Hallelujah, God. Remember today, oh God. Oh God, remember today. My brothers in the ministry, oh God. Remember today, Baton Rouge. Remember your children, oh God. Remember your children, oh God, in New Orleans. Remember your children, oh God. Oh God, oh God. By your spirit move, Lord. By your spirit move, Lord. Remember change in a generation, oh God. Remember Bishop Morton, Father, remember, oh God, your servants today, oh God. Remember them, oh God. Remember Bishop Cooper today. Remember Nina today, oh God. Remember
your Father.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God.
Oh, thank you.
Bye-bye. Oh, God. Oh, we exhaust you. Oh, we exhaust you.
Yes, Father. There is no need.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. People of God, hallelujah. Bless the Lord today. Lamb of God, hallelujah. Praise God. God says that he is pleased with our worship. Praise the Lamb of God, and that our prayers have ascended to his throne. And God says he swear by his holiness. He swear by his throne. Hallelujah. Oh. Hallelujah. That he's moving on your behalf in this season.
Oh,
hallelujah. God said he has heard our cry.
Oh, yeah.
The Lord has spoken while that song was playing. Praise the Lamb of God. God said, hallelujah, tell them, hallelujah. Praise God. And I tell you this, people of God. God said, if you tell them what I've said, son, he said, I promise you, I swear, he said, by my holiness, not one word you come out of your mouth will fail. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm telling you now, people of God, get ready for greater.
Oh, God, thank you,
get ready for better.
Yes, Father.
Get ready for the more.
Yes,
get ready for the new. Hallelujah.
God. Yes.
The Lamb of God.
Yes.
You heaven today.
Oh, God, yes.
Here's heaven today, I said.
Okay.
Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And it shall come to pass, even as the Lord has spoken it, in Jesus' mighty name. Glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Praise the Lamb of God. I promise you, you're going to be doing some testifying. Glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Woo.
I love that Jesus today. Lord, I love you. 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 And I love you. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious. How good is our God. Our God is awesome. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Our God. Hallelujah. Praise.
Right over here. Oh, God.
Who gives us the victory through Jesus Christ. The Lord, and cause us to triumph in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Oh, the floodgates going to open to you. Just watch what I say. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Father. Thank you so much, Lord, for your love today. Hallelujah. Oh, my. Prayer is the most powerful tool that God has placed in our hands, people of God. And I'm going to tell you this again, prophetic people. Your life must be filled with prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. Earnest prayer. Praying always in the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Praying always in the Holy Spirit. Somebody's mic is hot here, Lauren.
Yeah, I got somebody. 313. Your mic is hot. Area code 313-579. Your mic is hot.
You know it's me. This is Charla.
Charla.
Amen.
Yeah.
My testimony is I'm still here, still standing, still in the flow, and I shall not move. I'll not acquiesce. I'll not give up. I'll not run away, turn coward. I'm still here and still standing. And my word is next. I'm waiting on the next of God.
Waiting on the next. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise the Lamb of God. God, hallelujah.
The next assignment, the next blessing, the next move,
yes,
I'm there.
Yes.
That's where I'm living.
Jesus Christ. Woo-wee.
Amen.
My God, my God. I feel like running into a pulpit right now, Lauren. Oh, God.
Now, that'll preach.
People of God, those of you who are in the Detroit area, tomorrow night, praise the Lamb of God, meet at Soul Harvest in Highland Park, right on the edge of Highland Park at 6 Mile and Woodward Avenue on Woodward, just south, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, just south of 6 Mile is Soul Harvest Ministries International. We will be there ministering on tomorrow night. Meet me there. Praise the Lamb of God. I feel a move in my belly. Praise God. Hallelujah. I feel a move in my belly. I feel a move in my belly. Meet me there. Praise the Lamb of God on tomorrow night. Praise the Lamb. Where is praise God. I don't even think she on here today. Jocelyn, won't you push one? Praise the Lord if you're here. Praise God. So we can have some announcements and what have you come forth right now. Then we're going to do some, there's some things I'm going to talk to you all about, so don't go nowhere, people of God. There's some things I want to share with you. Praise God. Jocelyn, good afternoon. Good morning.
Good morning, Prophet and Pastor London. How are you?
We are blessed, Lord. Hallelujah. Today, my God, what a move of God we have experienced already. Mm. Praise the Lord. People of God, I tell you what, it's awesome just to know, hallelujah, that God loves us the way he does. That's awesome, all by itself, praise the Lamb. Now, Jocelyn, give us some announcements and some advertisement or whatever we're supposed to be doing here. Hallelujah.
Okay. You had announced yesterday that we were having a special on the TSMI products. And so the special, I believe, is still in effect through today. So we were calling it Cyber, it was Cyber Monday yesterday. And so we have specials on some of these products. And if you go online, if you actually go online, today to order some of the products, the Prophetic Awakening Manual, which includes the School of the Prophets levels 1 and 2 combined, you can get that for $20. You can also get the T-shirts for $10. We have adult sizes and we have youth size T-shirts, Prophetic Gathering T-shirts. They are beautiful. If you were at the Prophetic Gathering, you saw them during the luncheon because a lot of us have them on. We also have the oil that's available for $20, and the call and burden of intercessory prayer is available online now for $20. And also, Prophet included, I believe, a bundle for $20, which included the call and burden of intercessory prayer. Excuse me?
That bundle is $40.
$40, okay.
For all of the products.
It's on here. It's $40. Bundle Prophetic Teaching Package. It's $40, and it's the last item on the list. So if you go to tsmintl.org, you'll see all of the products that we have available through the e-store, and you'll see the specials that we have on all of these products. So we're encouraging each of you to order today. And I also just like to remind you of the $22 that we're asking for because we're partnering with Apostle Ernestine in feeding families through the holiday season. And if you donate $22 and just indicate in the comment section or it says the reason for donation, just include feed a family. And we will make sure that those funds are directed to and transferred to Apostle Ernestine, because we'd like to feed families who are maybe homeless or people who just don't have family around or and need a meal. So we're partnering, Prophet Shakespeare Ministries International is partnering with Apostle Ernestine in this effort. And Apostle Ernestine is faithful on our Friday night prayer calls. We have those calls every Friday night. at 10 p.m. Eastern. And the calls are powerful. The call-in number is 218-632-0550, and the access code is 626-522-pound. And these are our prophetic gathering weekly prayer calls every Friday night at 10 p.m. That number, again, is 218-632-0550, and the access code is 626-522-pound. And I believe I've covered the announcements. I would also like to remind you about our partnership categories. And if you go to our website and click on Partner Today, you'll see the various partner categories that we have and the benefits associated with becoming a partner with Prophet Chickster Ministries International. So I just want to remind you, we get excellent teachings from Prophet and from Pastor London on a daily basis, you know, 5 days out of the week, as well as on the page. And we want to definitely plant into the ground of Prophet Chickster Ministries International, plant a seed into this anointing and experience breakthroughs in your life and miracles and wonders. And we've heard countless testimonies of financial breakthroughs and financial miracles and healings and things like that, because simply because of one's obedience to the Prophet and sowing and giving, and they're experiencing a Prophet's reward from that. So I'd like to encourage all of you to donate, to partner with the ministry officially by going to Prophet Chickster Ministries International, PSMINTL.org, and click on Partner Today or Donate Today if you just like to just plant a seed into the ministry. Prophet, those are all of the announcements that I have prepared for.
thank you. Thank you. Done a good job, Josh, in that. Praise the Lord. Especially I caught you on the spot, too, and I know it.
I know.
So you have done an excellent job there. Praise brought me down just good enough so I can do some teaching, too. But people of God, one thing I do want you all to have, praise God, is the T-shirt, Praise the Lamb. The Prophetic Gathering T-shirt is beautiful. It has the Ark of the Covenant right in the center of it, praise God, signifying the presence of the Lord. And I think you would want that, praise God. We have some left over from the gathering. First come, first serve basis, praise God. We're about to mail out Margie's, praise the Lamb of God. Margie ordered hers. Hers is about to go out the door into the mail so she can have hers before Christmas. Those of you that want to order, please place your orders ASAP, praise God. I don't want you coming out, well, you knew I wanted one. I don't want to hear it, praise God. Place your orders so that we can place them, praise the Lamb of God, in the, what I'm trying to say here, Jocelyn, in the mail to you, praise the Lamb, so that you all can receive that expeditiously. We still have some oil left, praise the Lamb of God, for those of you who want that. Of course, new bottles of oil have been placed on the altar. I just went and got the oldest bottle, praise God, for the gathering. And that oil, praise God, is precious, people of God. You know it is. Praise the Lamb of God. And many of you have been using it. Hallelujah. Y'all going to hear Lily's testimony, and not too long, she is going to come forth and be telling you all what God has done for her. Praise the Lamb of God about obeying the man of God and the woman of God on yesterday as instructions was given to her to do. People of God, listen to me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The enemy wants to see you fall. He wants to see you fail. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And the only way you're going to progress in God is through knowledge, through revelation. Praise God. Each of you, I shouldn't even have to ask you to get my manual. Praise the Lamb of God. You hear me teach every day on the radio, and none of you, except those maybe that was in Albuquerque, have received the teaching out of the Prophetic Awareness Manual. I have merged two manuals together for you to give you knowledge in the prophetic in so many different areas of the prophetic, from visions to dreams. Praise the Lamb of God, the prophet, the prophetess, the lifestyle, the walk. Praise the Lamb of God, the dangers, the pitfalls, whatever. All of it is locked in these two manuals of awakening and awareness. You need to get the manual, people, and study it and learn, and it will enhance, praise the Lamb of God, your prophetic anointing. You will become more valuable, viable, praise the Lamb of God, and usable in the ministry of Jesus Christ, in the kingdom, in this world, as you make yourself more available to God. So get the manual, praise the Lamb of God. You want to have this in your library. You want to have this for you to study, praise the Lamb of God. I wish I could give them all out free, but I can't, people of God, because everything costs me, praise the Lamb of God, to present it to you and bring it to you, and you should know that. I know you're old enough to know that. Praise the Lamb of God, and I know that you have the right mind about this kind of stuff. So I need you to do that. Praise the Lamb of God. Make your purchases, make your selections so that you can receive. I've dropped everything down, praise the Lamb of God, to $10 for you. Praise the Lamb of God. If you're doing individual selection, you can get the bundle for $40. Praise the Lamb of God. You can't beat that, people of God. Two books, the T-shirt, praise the Lamb of God, and the oil, all for $40. You can't beat that. That's with shipping and handling. You can't beat that, and you know you can't. They'll make excellent gifts to those who you know, praise the Lamb of God, need their understanding open, praise God. Those that have other spiritual gifts, the prophetic mantle, manuals, rather, will enhance those spiritual gifts, praise the Lamb of God, and cause them to walk in a greater anointing, praise God, as it relates to the kingdom and what God will have you to do. Praise God. I love you all. Praise God. Now, I done gave you that. Jocelyn didn't put it out there for you. It's up to you, praise the Lamb of God, to deal with it. All right? Praise the Lord. Now, I want to take you to the Word of God. Thank you again, Jocelyn. Thank you so very much for that you do. Praise God. Now, I want to take you to Matthew? Matthew, the 14th chapter, praise the Lamb of God, and the 23rd verse, praise God. I told you I had something for you. I wanted to give you this yesterday, praise the Lamb of God, and I didn't. I'm reading out of the King James Version of the Bible. It said, and he went up into a mountain apart to pray when the evening was come. He went up into a mountain apart to pray when the evening was come. Praise the Lamb of God. I want to talk to you about this because it is so very important, people of God, that we understand how important it is for us, number one, praise the Lamb of God. If we look at a mountain and we think about a mountain, Pastor London, when you think about a mountain and what have you, you think of elevation, praise the Lamb of God. You think of an elevated place, hallelujah. Our thoughts and what have you need to ascend above, praise the Lamb of God, carnality, fleshliness, praise the Lamb of God, and this world. When you come into the presence of God, praise God, you need to allow yourself, praise the Lamb, to ascend to a higher plateau of thought. When you think of God, praise the Lamb of God, as Jesus taught his disciples, when you pray, say, Our Father which art in heaven, elevation of thought. Praise the Lamb of God. That's the first thing you must do. You can't think of God in a lowly state. Your elevation of your consciousness must come, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because he's high and he's holy. Hallelujah. His word is even higher, placed higher than his throne, according to the word of God. And we must elevate ourselves in our thinking, in our consciousness, praise the Lamb of God, to recognize that we are about to petition a holy God who happens to be our holy Father. Praise Him. He is your Father, but He ain't your hey dad Father. He is Holy Father, praise the Lamb of God, and the only Holy Father. And He should be reverenced like that, praise the Lamb of God. He should be reverenced as Holy Father and not just dad, common, as though you can be as common with Him as you can, praise the Lamb of God, your biological father. No, 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 no. Your conscience must ascend above, praise the Lamb of God, that level of fatherhood, praise God, to a higher consciousness, because God is a holy God, praise the Lamb of God. So sanctification of thought, sanctification of mind, sanctification of heart, praise the Lamb of God, must take place in this elevation, praise God. He went up into a mountain, praise, in elevated places you will see great things happen in God, with God in mountains. Great things happen with Jesus in elevated places. As He stole away, went into a mountain all night to pray, praise the Lamb of God. That's the results of that. When you see the results of His prayer life, praise God, you see some powerful things going on as He elevated Himself in these mountains. When He came down out of the mountain, couldn't nobody do nothing with Him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Even in the Old Testament, people of God, when you see men like Elijah, Elisha, in elevated places, Mount Carmel, elevated places, God rained down fire. Mount Carmel, at the top, He prayed, the rain came. Praise the Lamb of God. Elevated places. Praise the Lamb of God. Elisha is sitting up in the mountain. The king sent his soldiers for him. And every time they came up there for him with their swords and their spears, like they was coming to arrest them, they fell back dead in the presence of Elisha. Praise the Lamb of God. Elevated places. In elevated places, praise God, you must elevate God. Praise the Lamb of God. You must elevate God so that you can get the elevated results. That's number one. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus, for this teaching today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And He went up into a mountain, praise the Lamb of God, to pray. Now, the elevated consciousness, praise the Lamb of God, and the elevated place where Jesus is was for one thing only. For one thing only, He went there to pray. He didn't go there to play. He didn't go there, praise the Lamb of God, mixed in a whole lot of other matters and junk. He went there to commune with the Father. He went there to pray, praise the Lamb. This elevated conscience cannot entertain everybody and everything else. It must entertain God, praise the Lamb of God. Because when you elevate your conscience, praise the Lamb of God, you're elevating, praise, and opening your spirit so that your spirit, praise the Lamb of God, can commune with a spiritual God who just so happened to be your spiritual Holy Father. Praise God. You're going into a spiritual place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you need to be in a place and surrounded in a place where you feel secure, where you feel safe. That's why the Bible says, when you have entered into your secret closet, shut the door. Praise the Lamb of God. When you've entered into your secret closet, close the door so that nothing else can come in, so there will be no distractions. Praise the Lamb of God. There will be nothing that will draw you away, praise God, from the place and consciousness that you're in. In other words, you don't enter into prayer with the television on. You don't enter into prayer with your cell phone sitting beside you that's going to ring and distract you. I shared this before. I don't know if I shared it on the show. I know Lauren's going to laugh about this. but and it has happened to me a couple of times. I'm praying with someone over the phone, Lawrence, and right in the middle of the prayer, they phone beep and they tell me to hold on.
You're right, I'm going to laugh.
And they go to the other line.
No.
And then come back and say, oh okay, prophet. Do I supposed to put God on hold? See, that's the foolishness of thinking that we can treat God like he is a person down here on the earth. That's the ignorance, praise the Lamb of God, that we walk in, praise God, that we think we can text message and do all of this other stuff and pray at the same time. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When you pray, you must seek, praise the Lamb of God, a elevation. You must seek, praise the Lamb of God, a prayer place, whereas that you can shut that door to the world so you can have your full attention given to a holy God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now you're ready to pray. Praise God. You're ready to pray now when you come into that place like that. And I know some of you all with your special relationship selves don't have to do it according to the word. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that's why some of you all with your special relationship selves are in the condition that you're in. Praise the Lamb of God. Because you refuse to adhere to the will and the way and the word of God. Hallelujah. God is not a toy. God is not a joke. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And we must take God seriously. Praise the Lamb. When David and all the men and women of God you see in the scriptures, when they came into the presence of God, they were trembling. When they came into the presence of God, some of them lost strength. They couldn't stand on their feet. Praise the Lamb of God. What thing you make you think you can hee-hee and ha-ha, praise the Lamb of God, and do what you want to and think your prayers are being elevated and going into the place, praise the Lamb of God, where God is going to respond to them. Right here on this show today, as Bertha Pruitt led us into prayer, we went into a realm, hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God, of the Spirit, that is not normal. Praise the Lord. We went into a spiritual realm, hallelujah, because our focus was on God. Our focus was in prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. And the Spirit of God overshadowed us in our individual places. Praise the Lamb of God. And then we, watch this now. Then we didn't give up right there. We pressed on in praise and worship. After we made our petitions, we gave them adoration. And what happened? The Lord responded with a word. Praise the Lamb of God. He responded with a favorable word to us. Hallelujah. He'll do the same thing to you right there where you are. Praise the Lamb of God. He'll do the same thing to you in your secret place. Hallelujah. If you can adhere to my voice today and understand that I'm trying to be a blessing to your life, I'm trying to enhance your prayer life, I'm trying to take you to the place of power, I'm trying to take you to that place, hallelujah, that you really long to be in God, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. But there's a certain way that I learned years ago that I had to go into the presence of God. Now, once you go there, praise the Lamb of God, if you continue there, God will give you an abiding presence. Uh-oh, praise the Lamb of God. The abiding presence will come over you, praise the Lamb of God, and God will talk to you all the time, praise the Lamb of God, because you are consistently, constantly in his presence, praise the Lamb of God. Everything you do through his presence. Hallelujah, in reverencing him. And you don't lie to God, praise the Lamb of God. You don't fake God out. You don't try to tell God, Lord, I don't want you to see this. Lord, turn your head away. God can't turn his head. Praise the Lamb of God. The eyes of the Lord is in every place. So you just want to be honest with God about who you are, where you are, praise the Lamb of God, so he can help you to bring you where he wants you to be. I said something right there. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Honesty with God is of vital importance, people of God. There's too many of us that's hypocritical in prayer. There's too many of us that's hypocritical in ourselves that we done lied so much about the way we are until we're fake, even in the presence of God. We try to go in the presence of God with all that phoniness. You must be real, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You must be real because God is real. You must be true because he is raw truth. Hallelujah. You must be sanctified because he is the personification of sanctification. You must go in his presence, praise the Lamb of God, with a reverence for his holiness because he is the personification of holiness. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, entering into his presence, you got to go in there, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. As the scripture prescribes for us to go. You read the 95th Psalms, you read the 81st Psalms, and it will give you a prescription. The 100 Psalms gives you a prescription for going into the presence of God. Hallelujah. Singing unto the Lord, not unto yourselves. I say this all the time. There's too many of us that's caught up on inspiration. You can't get into the presence of God singing to yourself and playing music that excites you but don't excite God.
Hey.
Hello, my praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, I know, praise God, I'm going to get in some trouble here, Lawrence, but this is the analogy that comes to mind. Praise God. Hallelujah. When a man is courting a woman, praise God, he don't put on the music he likes when he's in a private setting. He put on the music that's going to woo her. Come on, talk to me.
That's right.
Praise the Lamb of God. Am I right or wrong, Lawrence?
You're right.
Hallelujah. I ain't going to select the music I like. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm going to select the music that puts her in the mood. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got to sing songs to God that's going to put God in the mood, not put you in the mood.
Mm.
Hello, light bulbs. When you sing songs to God, praise the Lamb of God, from your heart and from your spirit, you're opening, it's as if you're opening the doors to the vessel, which is the courts of the king, praise the Lamb of God, where God appears before, hallelujah, where the king appears before to entertain people that wants to see him. You're opening those doors. You're entering into his courts with praise and thanksgiving. You better have something to thank him for when you go in there. Praise the Lamb of God. Thanking him, hallelujah. Well, you know, this, we say thank you, make room for more. Thank you, make room for you. That's what it really does. Praise the Lamb of God. Thank you, make room for you to be in the presence of God. Praise the Lamb of God. And God loves his people who reflect upon what he has done for them. Praise the Lamb of God. When you reflect upon what God has done for you, praise the Lamb of God, it causes God to understand your level of appreciation for what he has done, how he has performed in your life. Praise the Lamb of God. And then he recognizes that you know, hallelujah, that you wouldn't be talking to him, praise the Lamb of God, but by the privilege of his mercy, not because you're so good and you're so holy and you're so righteous, but because of his mercy, praise the Lamb of God, and his grace that he has bestowed upon us through Jesus Christ. And you go into the presence of God in the righteousness of Christ by the blood of Jesus, hallelujah. We enter into his presence, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and there we sup. prayer must become more than a complaint event or a petition event that I just want something from you, God. It has to become a fellowship. Prayer must become more, praise the Lamb of God, than you entering into the presence of God, hoping you're going to come out with what you went in there for. Praise the Lamb of God. You must make prayer a fellowship event with God. And the only way you're going to do that is that you press your way into God's presence in prayer, praise God, when you don't want nothing.
Amen.
That's difficult for us, people of God. Hallelujah. When you don't want nothing because we have the gimmies. We have the handouts.
You're just hitting on too much right now.
We always have the help flag out. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When we need to, when things are well, when you feeling good, when the lights is on, the bills are paid, praise the Lamb of God, you need to press into God's presence, praise the Lamb of God, and sometimes you need to ask God, Father, what's on your heart today? What will you say to me? What will you have me to do? We send God all over the world. Father, go here. Look down in Mississippi. Lord, go to Texas. And don't forget my children in college. Lord, remember my mama. We send him everywhere, giving him our heart. But when are you going to reach and ask for the heart of God? Hallelujah. When are you going to ask God, what is your will for me today? What will you have me to do, Father? Since I'm asking you to do so much, what will you have me to do? Praise the Lamb of God.
Mm-hmm.
This becomes crucial in prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. This becomes a crucial place in our posture and position in prayer. Now, people of God, I learned this through experience. I didn't learn this just through, praise the Lamb of God, reading the Bible. I learned this through my experiences with God in prayer, praise the Lamb of God, that you come to a place, praise the Lamb of God, that you almost stop asking him for what he already promised. You thank him for that. I thank God for provision. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. I thank him every day for his provision. I thank him for paying the bills. I thank him for the way he made ways. I thank him for my children. I thank him for their protection. I thank him for the covering. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When my children and my grandchildren get in trouble, I already know God has them in his hand. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And a lot of people don't understand this about me. That's why I don't trip like other people about stuff. Hallelujah. I don't trip like other people when somebody gets sick or something of that nature. Because I know if they're connected to me, they're already in the hand of God. And I didn't thank God for them every day of the week already. Praise the Lamb of God. So then, when I pray for them, praise God, I ask, Lord, to remember your servant. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I ask God to do something for them on my behalf. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. Yeah. Know why? I'm the one in relationship with him. I have a relationship with God. Praise the Lamb of God, that because I favor him and I do his biddings, I know I'm in a position that I can ask the favor of God. Hallelujah. And there are times I've asked God, just do this for me. Praise the Lamb of God. I don't ask you for much, but I ask you for this, Father. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I don't ask him for much. I don't. I don't ask God for stuff every day like most people do. Praise. And some people say, oh, no, that's why I can't pray long because, you know, y'all talking about praying an hour and stuff. What y'all be talking to? I just tell them what I want, and that's it. That's your problem. Praise the Lamb. But my prayer life is a communion. My prayer life is a fellowship. It's more, praise the Lamb of God, than give me. It's more than do this for me. It's more than touch me. Praise God. Hallelujah. So therefore, if I can spend hours with Minister London in fellowshipping, I can spend hours with God. Glory to the Lamb. I can spend hours with God. Praise the Lord. He ascended into the mountain. Praise God. And if you read, praise God, you're going to see a powerful, praise the Lamb of God, display and demonstration as a result of prayer time. Lawrence, you got your Bible?
Yes, sir. I got my Bible.
Are you on that passage?
You said Matthew.
Yeah. What's that, 14?
14. I got Matthew 14.
23, what did it say?
23. Matthew 14:23 says, And he had sent the multitudes away. He went up on the mountain by himself to pray.
Uh-huh.
Now when evening came, he was alone there.
Uh-huh.
But the boat was now in the middle of the sea, tossed
uh-huh.
by the waves.
Right.
For the wind was contrary.
Yeah.
And it says, now in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them walking on the sea.
Now, wait a minute. What was he doing before he was walking on the sea, Lars?
He was alone praying.
Oh.
He was by himself praying.
He was by himself praying.
Yes.
In the elevated position.
Yes.
In an elevated place.
In the mountain, yep. In the mountain.
In an elevated consciousness.
Right.
And when he came back down to earth in the natural, what was he able to do?
He was able to walk on the sea. Yeah.
Keep reading.
He went to that walking on the sea. Yeah.
Keep walking.
Yep. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a ghost." And they cried out for fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Do not be afraid."
My God. Ooh. Wow. Wow. And he walked on and keep reading. Read some more. Because of the miracle won't come.
And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water."
Right.
So he said, "Come."
Come.
And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid and began to sink. He cried out, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him, and said to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. And those who were in the boat came and worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God."
Man, listen. Now watch this. Watch this, Lawrence. Not only did he come down out of the mountain with enough power to walk on water himself, but he had enough power to allow somebody else to walk on it. Mm-hmm. That's always a powerful demonstration after the elevation in prayer. Watch this, Lawrence. He goes up in the mountain again. He takes Peter, James, and John with him. When he goes up in the mountain and he's up in the mountain with them praying, he's transfigurated. And Moses and Elijah appears unto him.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
That's up in the mount. When he comes down, watch this, Lawrence. When he comes down out of the mountain, praise the Lamb of God, there's a demonic at the foot of the mountain that his disciples couldn't cast out.
Yeah.
Jesus told them, "These kind ain't coming out without prayer
and
fasting." Praise the Lamb of God. Without prayer and fasting, praise the Lamb of God. I mean, I can walk through the scriptures all the way to Calvary. A lot of us, praise the Lamb of God, can't handle our pressure places because we are not prepared for it through prayer. Jesus prepared himself for his betrayal night in Gethsemane, which was in the Mount of Olives. Hello, light bulbs. He was in the Mount of Olives. He prayed there in agony. Sweat dropped down like great drops of blood as he communed with the Father concerning the cup he had to drink.
Yes.
He submitted to the cup in prayer. Nevertheless, not my will, Lord, but yours be done, Father.
Amen.
And that gave him the ability, the dynamics, and the fortitude to handle an all-night judgment, a beating, the Via Dolorosa in the morning, the sorrowful way to Golgotha, his crucifixion, praise the Lamb of God, the sixth to the ninth hour of hanging there in the meridian sun.
Amen.
All because of the preparation of prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
People of God, you better get with this. Glory to the Lamb of God.
Amen.
That is nothing, praise the Lamb of God, that you cannot receive from God through prayer. Praise the Lord. All right, we got a praise report. I got to give it to you all. Praise the Lamb of God. Do y'all mind a good praise report here?
Yeah,
hallelujah.
Praise up here.
On the praise report, Lee, Letitia Underwood on our page. Y'all, everybody know Lee. Praise God. Says, praise God, my CK levels are coming down. They were at 128,000, and now they are at 71,000. They need to be below 1,000. My kidneys are functioning quite well. Got the doctors scratching their heads. Yesterday, Prophet Shakespeare told me that Prophet Jocelyn said for me to put a few drops of the oil from the healing mantle in some water, which I did. And after I drank of it, 30 minutes later, I was able to urinate and it was a normal color. I have been able to use the bathroom regularly and my kidney function is excellent. Hallelujah. That's on the page, people of God. Lily posted that on the page. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The Lamb of God. Now, you say, why? No, let me tell you why I put that in there. Because of the prayer meeting we had yesterday on the show. Praise the Lamb of God. Yesterday, Lawrence led us in prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. And the prayer elevated us. Hallelujah. Then several, Brett, Maganese, and those, Bertha was on there with us yesterday, the successions of prayer while the rest of us got caught up in the prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. Revelation comes forth from Prophetess Jocelyn. Praise the Lamb of God as we're talking about Lily and talking to her. She obeyed. Praise the Lamb of God. And now look. Healing is breaking out in our body. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, let me tell you something. Hallelujah. This has been my personal secret for years. Hallelujah. And that is how to get into the presence of God. That's one thing I know how to do. Praise the Lamb of God. That's one thing I know how to do. I know a lot of people know how to get into the presence of important people. They like to take pictures with them. Hallelujah. They take pictures with the mayor and the governor and the president, and they sit it all behind them in their offices and stuff. Mm. But I don't see no picture with the glory. Hello, somebody.
Oh.
Ding, ding, dong. The warlock. Oh, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I want a picture with the glory of God. I want a picture, praise the Lamb of God. He who holds the key to the universe, not to the city, praise the Lamb of God. I want my photograph hanging in the halls of heaven. Praise the Lamb of God, if it's going to hang anywhere. God is an awesome God, people of God. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Woo! I tell you what, praise God, the more you learn about prayer and the more you pay attention to your prayer life through your journal and what have you, I promise you, the better and the greater, praise the Lamb of God, your prayer life is going to become. Your relationship with God is going to become. The revelation is going to come quick. Your inspiration is going to come quick. Praise the Lamb of God. And your prophetic words are going to come quick. Praise the Lamb of God. You ain't going to have to seek God for a word all day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's just going to fall on you. It's just going to come out bubbling. Praise the Lamb of God out of your belly. And you ain't going to have to sit there speaking in tongues for an hour for it to come forth. Glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's going to come forth. Praise the Lamb of God. So quick and so fast until you'll be asking yourself, did I say that or was that God?
Yeah.
It'll come forth just that quick and that fast. We are prophetical people that must have power. Praise the Lamb of God, because God wants to demonstrate his glory in this season. There's no sense, praise the Lamb of God, in you being able to do all of these other things with no demonstration. Praise the Lamb of God. There must be a display of the power of God. That's what shocks them to believe. Praise the Lamb of God. That's what causes heads to turn. That's what makes people say there's a God somewhere. We're supposed to be advertising Jesus. Praise the Lamb of God, saints. We're supposed to be advertising Jesus in our daily walk, our daily conversation, and our daily performance. Praise the Lamb of God. And if we don't have power, praise God, hallelujah, then how are we going to lay hands on the sick and they're going to recover? If we don't have power, how are we going to care? Well, the power must be generated in your prayer life. Hallelujah. It's not in just your words. Your words must have power, the breath of God, the wind of God, the urach of God, the pneuma of God behind it, praise the Lamb of God, giving your word power to become rhema. Hallelujah. You're going to get that in the closet of prayer. Praise God. Hallelujah. Okay. Don't believe it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Jesus didn't quote no scriptures for Peter to walk on the water. Hello, Life Club. He didn't quote no scriptures for demons to come out. He didn't grab no Bible and start reading for healings to take place. The power was within. The power was within.
Come.
The power was within.
That's it. That's power right there.
The power was within. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. When we as a prophetical people come to the place, glory to the Lamb of God, of recognizing that God is calling us into his presence. Hallelujah. You're trying to get in the presence of God. What'll blow your mind is when you get there, he'll tell you he's been waiting on you. Praise the Lamb of God. You think you're pressing your way in? He's trying his best. He's allowing hell and high water to be all around you to get you into his presence. Praise the Lamb of God. But once you get into the presence, you'll come out and look at the waves and say, peace be still. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Glory to Jesus Christ. Awesome show, Pastor London. Praise the Lamb of God. Another day has brought, what a powerful show. Man, I'm telling you, I don't know. I believe, Lawrence, that one day, praise the Lamb of God, somebody is going to get a hold to these through the archives and what have you. Praise God. And it's going to be on and popping in their lives. Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. God is so awesome. God is so rich to us. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He gives us so much on a daily basis. And I just hope, people of God, that I'm not talking to deaf ears, praise the Lamb of God. I just hope and pray that somebody is gleaning the truths that God is outpouring by his Spirit to us every day, praise the Lamb of God, through this radio show, through the teachings on Monday night, the manna on Wednesday night. I hope and pray somebody is grabbing hold to what is being displayed, praise the Lamb of God. What Pastor London and I are sharing so much, praying us together, praise the Lamb of God, in order for the move of God to be mighty. I love you today. I bless you. Praise the Lamb of God. Don't forget to go to the website, psmintl.org. Pastor London, you got the
man. Man, God is awesome, and he's making us all brand new. We are excited about your future, and we love you much.